This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Jonah Himes coming up at 3:20. It's time now for Jared Sandler to join us and give us a Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And blue is a good color to describe Chicago in many ways. Sands, how are we doing? Any warmer today?
No, it's not. And I guess the real key is the wind, and I'm told that the wind should have a similar pattern today, which means going in from left, that's not a good thing. But no, it's game time temperature should be around 34 degrees like it was last night.
So do you think the cold's a legit excuse for how they struggled?
Yesterday or like so far this year?
Oh, yesterday.
It's not... It certainly is a fair explanation. Now, the Cubs scored 7 runs, right? And while you could say, well, they're used to it, and yes, they are used to playing in colder weather than the Rangers, 34 degrees is pretty extreme. That's not the norm. I think one of the fun nuggets from the game time temperature yesterday, it was colder yesterday than it was for the puck drop of the Winter Classic that was held at Wrigley Field a few months ago. So, I mean, it was extreme. I think, you know, at the end of the day, the Cubs just, you know, they did some little things a little bit better with the opportunities they had on the bases. And Justin Steele was really, really good. Now, Justin Steele's not pitching tonight. Jameson Taillon is. And not that he's not a good pitcher, but, you know, this is a guy that the Rangers should at least have some opportunities against. But they're not going to be able to rely on the long ball. And, you know, the Rangers offense has not gone off to a good start at all. Part of the reason why they have won 8 games is that while they aren't getting a ton of hits, a relatively high percentage of their hits have left the yard. And so that's just not going to be a strategy that will pay dividends here tonight if the wind is blowing in again from left field like it was last night.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the good news is he's not a lefty ace tonight, right?
Yeah, I mean... And I'll tell you, it's not like Justin Steele's got overpowering stuff. You know, his fastball must play up because he makes 91 miles an hour look like 97 with the swings he gets from hitters. But, yeah, I mean, he's, you know, Jameson Taillon is not as good as Justin Steele. And I would just say that in general right now, the lineup, especially without Josh Young, who they will have tonight but didn't have last night, the lineup is probably a little better equipped to face a righty than they are a lefty at this present time with, you know, who they have healthy and who's hitting and who's not.
What are we thinking about the Patrick Corbin debut, expectations for him tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think in general the hope is that he'll be able to give the team at least 5 innings, hopefully 6 innings regularly. It's not as important tonight because their bullpen is actually pretty well rested, but it doesn't mean you can't still save bullets. You know, one thing he brings that the Rangers don't have with Cody Bradford hurt is a left-handed pitcher who can throw multiple innings, you know, be it in a long relief role or in Patrick Corbin's case as a starter, which, you know, there's value there. And then, you know, obviously you look at his numbers, and I mean, I'm not going to try and convince you that his baseball reference page from the last couple of years at the back of his baseball card is going to paint a masterpiece. He has not been very good, but the Rangers feel like he's made some adjustments, and that those adjustments, specifically his cutter against righties, which is something he started doing more of in the second half last year, that those adjustments are going to pay dividends. And then the other thing is, he's not the strikeout pitcher he used to be. And so the Nationals had one of the worst defenses behind him the last couple of years. The Rangers are hoping that, you know, to some degree, having a better defense will help him. But I think
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The primary objective for Patrick Corbin is going to be to, you know, give this team innings, and when he hands the ball over to Bruce Bochy, that they still have a chance to win. No one's going to look for him to be an ace or an all-star or anything like that.
What's the big picture perspective here on Cody Bradford, as the club just announced the transactions? They transferred him to the 60-day IL with that elbow sprain. Opening day, KNC's out there. It seemed like we got good news on Cody Bradford. Has it not been positive news? Well, what are you hearing about him?
Well, maybe we find out differently today, but the 60-day IL thing is more just procedural. He wasn't going to be ready within the 60 days, but you just don't typically make those moves unless you need to. So, you know, you're going to leave a guy, in his case as a pitcher, on the 15-day IL until you need to clear a 40-man spot, which they did, or they needed to do by, you know, purchasing Caleb Bosley's contract. He's going to be up as Harrison Garabito's option. So, you know, Zach, it could be nothing. It could be, you know, hey, this was the time we actually needed a 40-man spot, and so we put him on the 60. He's probably, I think, unless the timeline has changed, a week or so away from starting to play catch. And so my guess is that there won't be an update until he starts playing catch, but maybe that timeline got moved up. Maybe he played catch and it didn't go well. You know, we haven't spoken to Boach yet or gotten any sort of update. So yeah, I guess it is possible, but it is also possible that this is nothing and it's just a procedural thing, like I mentioned.
Jared, you have a outstanding relationship with a lot of people in that clubhouse, but mainly one with when you're talking with the shortstop there. And I was just curious about, with Corey Seager, when he's going through a rough patch like this, is he a guy that changes the way he is in the clubhouse, or is he a guy you just stay away from? Or how does that dynamic work when you're trying to maybe approach him and talk to him?
No, yeah, I mean, I think he's the same guy. I mean, he's still, you know, playing cards and talking crap and, you know, being the same, you know, having the same kind of way about him. You know, I thought you were about asking, you know, is he someone who tinkers a lot with his swing in these situations? And I think, you know, with Corey, it's all about body positioning. And I think he's been tinkering a lot with, you know, getting his body in the right place to get off his best swing. But no, I mean, to your question, no, I mean, he's the same guy. Now, Corey is incredibly competitive, and he came from the Dodgers where they won a lot. And so he expects to win. And winning a regular season game is better than losing, but you're not going to see Corey, you know, want to throw a party just because they won a regular season game. Now, in the same token, when the team is losing, you know, that's going to fire him up not a bad way, like it's negative, but you know, he's not going to be fired up in a positive way. So if he's struggling and the team's losing, he's going to carry some of that burden. If he's struggling and the team's winning, I don't think you're going to see Corey upset, because he understands how the game goes and he's going to go through stretches. And so because the team's 8-3, I don't think it's been as much of a burden on him as it would be if they were 3-8.
Jared, what's the plan tomorrow with a 1:20 start if it's snowing and raining in the middle of the afternoon? Are we going to jump in here and do a show after all tomorrow?
That's a good question. I'm pretty sure both teams have an off day on Thursday. So it's possible, given that this is the only time the Rangers are playing the Cubs this season, that they would try and take advantage of that mutual off day on Thursday. They could also obviously push it to the second half. But I don't know. I think because of the mutual off day, it's very possible they might be a little quicker to call the game. But from what I've been told, they like to open the gates at Wrigley and sell some food and sell some beer before any decisions are made. So I don't know how early that decision will be made.
Are we going to get official word on Josh Young, or did you just give it to us? Is he back in the lineup?
He's been activated. The lineup has been come out. I would assume he's in the lineup, but he has been activated off the IL, so he should be in there, ready to go tonight.
Thanks, Jared. Have a great night, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow afterwards.
Sounds good, fellas. Take care.
He is at Jared Sandler here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. NFL news of the daytime. Woolchuck, where are you taking us?
All right, should we be bracing for playoff format changes? Howie's at it again, and this draft guru explains why he mocked this receiver to the Cowboys. That's next.